Learning how to build and program your own robot promotes personal development while also providing a pathway to careers in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and maths. That's according to two American girls who were at the UN this week to take part in the Economic and Social Council, or ECOSOC, Youth Forum. Erica Broker, 17, is a member of Green Girl Robotics, while Olivia Crutchfield, also 17, is part of Blue Twilight 2220. Their organizations field teams that participate in annual robotics competitions in the United States. Erica began by telling me, Deanne Penn, how the experience has changed her life.
I think one of the great things about robotics is that it opens up your eyes to so many opportunities that you don't see in school. Like, I didn't know about 90% of the opportunities through STEM before I was involved in robotics, because I was just like, oh, STEM, it's like when you're in a lab and you're like putting chemicals together and blowing things up, or like building a bridge. But it's so much more than that, and you can learn so much more than just specifically STEM skills in robotics. You can learn networking skills. I've learned how to make a business plan. It's just, robotics opens up so many opportunities and you learn so many valuable skills.
Has your experience been the same?
It has been very similar to that. Yeah, I started my freshman year, actually, so a little bit late in comparison to the Green Girls, but I think robotics is really important because it teaches you those skills outside of the classroom. It helps get people engaged, and STEM is really important just to career fields in general, and most students, I don't think, realize that, and a lot of companies they understand that, and they're very involved in STEM, so they can give the resources and give, like, the mentorships that will help in college and in careers, and also help us connect with people around the world. So I think that's one of the most important parts.
And Olivia, maybe you can tell me, why is it so important for girls to particularly be involved in STEM?
Like I just said, I think STEM is really important in the career field, and there's kind of this pathway, I would say, of like doing STEM programs and being in STEM. And if you don't have those resources and that education, you're not going to end up in those boardrooms or those labs or those workshops that are very important in the future. So if you're not involved in the program now, it's very hard to get into it later. And if you want to make a change in the world, especially in the STEM world, you've got to be in it. And I don't think that girls are represented as much as they should be. And as a girl in robotics, like, it's not hard to get in there and say what you want to say and do what you need to do. So I think it's really important that people understand that and girls get in robotics.
How about you, Erica?
Yeah, I think STEM fields are becoming such a large part of the workforce, and having a STEM education is so important in any job that it's important, especially for girls, to get involved at a young age, because girls generally don't get the same support in STEM fields. So when you get involved at a young age, it's like, oh, why wouldn't I be involved in STEM? It's not, why would I? Why wouldn't I? And so it's so important for girls to get involved so that they can have those opportunities later on down the line.
Do you actually have to go and, like, encourage girls? Because as you say, you know, it's hard for girls to start. I mean, there's a lot of barriers. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, myself, like, that was 1,000 years ago, but in school, like, I was very bad at math, so I assumed those careers were shut out from me.
We have a program called WIRES, which is Women in Robotics Empowering Sisters, and we actually target girls kind of in middle school and younger high school, and we get women from all over in the STEM fields, primarily from 3M, because they're one of our sponsors for 2220, but we talk to girls in middle school and stuff, and we do kind of go directly for them, if that was kind of your question, and it is kind of hard to find them sometimes, because they aren't on the team always. We have like almost 40% women now, so back in the day when we started 11 years ago, there weren't as many women, but yeah, it's getting easier and easier to get them on the team now that we have WIRES, and we can show them that it's not just building a robot, it's so much more than that.
So tell us about some of the projects that you've done, because I mean, it must be fun, right?
It is.
Yeah. So some of the things that our team has done is, every season our team of course builds the robot for the challenge, but something cool that our team does for the robot is we custom design and fabricate most of our robot, which is amazing because we're learning how to use all these machines and these 3D design processes. We use Creo in order to do this.
Sorry, what is that?
Creo is a 3D design software where you can design different pieces pieces, and then you can either laser jet cut them or 3D print them. And 3D design is just so important, and it's amazing that our team has been able to learn how to do that.
We do camps, and I think Green Girls do that as well, but we've done 22 camps for children between 3rd and 8th grade. They're free, so if they're kids who have like monetary barriers to being on a team or stuff like that, not even a problem. I've taught a class on coding. It's really incredible to see the kids. That's my favorite part of seeing them come in and becoming like, I don't really know what this is. And then they get their hands on that keyboard and they're like, oh my God, I can do this. I can add a color. And then they start looking up all the hex codes. And it's incredible what we've been able to give them just through like a 3-hour class. Yeah. So that's one of my favorite things.
And I wonder if you can tell me about the importance of being at the United Nations.
Yes.
And what UN involvement in this field can bring about.
Yeah, I think it's so important that we connect with the UN about more involvement in STEM fields, particularly for girls, so that we can take it worldwide, because there are some places where like robotics isn't even a thing, especially for girls. So it's so important that we partner with the UN so that we have the opportunities to bring it worldwide and so that everyone who wants to can get involved in STEM.
So just like the keynote speaker from the opening session, I would say that we come from a place of privilege because we have these programs for us. Connecting with the UN enables us to give these programs to people who do not come from a place of privilege, and I think that is incredibly important. Also, STEM is super important, like I've said many times, in the job fields and creating jobs. So if we're able to connect with countries that need more jobs in STEM, like we can really help the youth in those areas.
Ladies, thank you for speaking to me. And you're still quite young, but what's the next steps for you, like in terms of your career aspirations? I know it's still, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be something involved in STEM. Yeah. So Erica, you want to go first?
Yeah. So after high school is college, and I'm hoping to major in biomedical engineering. So I just think it would be amazing to be involved in that, and to be involved in innovating prosthetics, particularly for people who might not necessarily be able to afford a high-end prosthesis.
Oh wow, so like making it available at a lower cost,
yeah. And,
but still the same quality.
Yes.
And Olivia?
Yeah, so I'm kind of all over the place. I'm a senior right now, and I've applied to 12 different schools, and I don't figure out where I get into until April 1st, so I'm still really undecided about a school. I'm actually thinking about going into business, which is why I mentioned shattering glass ceilings earlier. I think that robotics has really taught me all the skills that I need to know for really getting into those boardrooms and making a stand, so yeah.